This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Breaking news this morning, President Biden is formally announcing that he is running for re-election in 2024.
I know we're good and decent people. I know we're still a country that believes in honesty and respect and treating each other with dignity. That we're a nation where we give hate no safe harbor. We believe that everyone is equal.
The president's announcement came this morning in a three-minute video. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports the Biden campaign will look a lot like the Biden presidency.
Expect more playing up accomplishments for the first 2 years, drawing sharp contrasts with what he deems extreme GOP policies and brushing off worries about his age. At 80, Joe Biden is already the oldest person ever elected president and knows voters will have concerns about his fitness for another 4 years. He's pushed those aside, saying, just watch me.
Former President Trump is in the news, too, this morning. Jury selection begins today in federal court in Manhattan in a lawsuit filed by a woman who accuses Donald Trump of rape.
Former advice columnist E. Jean Carroll claims that Trump raped her nearly three decades ago in a department store dressing room. Carroll says that in late 1995 or early 1996, she ran into Trump at Manhattan's Bergdorf Goodman, and he invited her to shop with him for a woman's lingerie gift. Carroll says they teased one another to try on a garment and ended up alone together in a store dressing room, where she says Trump pushed her against a wall and raped her. Trump denies the allegations, and Trump has labeled her as a nut job and mentally sick, and repeatedly has said she's not my type. I'm Donna Water.
Two cable news anchors are out, Tucker Carlson of Fox News and CNN host Don Lemon. This is AP News. More now on the cable news shakeup. Two high-profile anchors out. The AP's Jackie Quinn with the latest.
Fox News has announced its parting ways with Tucker Carlson, whose last show was on Friday. Carlson frequently made news himself with his on-screen friendship with Donald Trump and embarrassing emails just made public in the lawsuit filed by Dominion Voting Systems. The other show host, Don Lemon, fired from CNN. Pop culture expert Professor Robert Thompson at Syracuse University says Carlson's departure is the most surprising.
One of their big money makers now being kicked to the curb. At the same time, they're having to shell out an enormous chunk of money to Dominion.
At CNN, no reason given for terminating Lemon, who'd gotten into hot water suggesting presidential candidate Nikki Haley was past her prime. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.